Hey, Don, how you doing, buddy? It's good to have you on the Ask the Builder Show. It's Tim Carter. How are you doing today, pal?
Good morning. How you doing?
Excellent. How can I help you today?
Well, I sent you an email about my roof that I had installed.
Yes. And, I wanted you to share that story a little bit, to tell some of the listeners here some of the things that you've learned and things that they should be careful of.
Well, as a consumer, I knew absolutely nothing about roofs, so I had four estimates done. The lowest price was like $5,160 to the highest price, $7,465 from the Home Depot. Well, of course, they give their nice speech, and I went with the Home Depot thinking that I would have no problems, and if I did have any problems, they would all be taken care of. Well, I found out differently. Starting from the very first week of promising to show up, not returning phone calls, installing the first roof on the end of October, they did not replace the flashing, the drip edging, which I didn't even know what drip edging was or flashing, so
right.
Shows you how little I know about roofs, but I found out quickly.
right.
And where they didn't replace the flashing, they decided, or yes, they didn't replace any of it, but they decided to use silicone to fill all these gaps in.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. I just couldn't believe the photos. So the bottom line is after repeated attempts by you know, to try to get things right, and we're talking, you know, this process was started 6, 7, 8, 10 weeks ago. You still have you're still not whole on the deal.
That is correct.
Yeah. And even that extra money part?
Correct.
Yeah, get this.
Yeah, the first installer came out. They were 22 bundles short on shingles. And me being the nice guy I am, he asked me to call the Home Depot, see if they had them in stock. I went down. He said there'd be an account set up when I got there. There was not an account. He called me again. I said, how am I supposed to pay for these? There's no account set up. He said, put them on your Home Depot charge card. You'll have no problem getting paid. That was $407.44, and they haven't reimbursed me for that either.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. It just, it's a nightmare, and I know for a fact that you're not alone, you know, based on other emails I've received. So that's why I told you when I found out about this, I'm starting this new section. I intend to put it up tomorrow on the website about, you know, these horror stories that are happening. And actually, my intention here, it's twofold, to be honest with you. Number one, it's to educate other consumers out there that they need to do their homework. Because in retrospect, if you had this all to do over again, I'm sure one of the things that you probably would have done, and it's going to be my advice in this section, is that you should have taken a ton of photographs of before, you know, of exactly what you had before.
Okay.
You know, like
I did take some of the first roof before they even showed up.
Yeah, but you know, like remember how the gutter got damaged?
Yes.
You know, because it's easy for somebody to say, "Well, dude, that was there before we showed up," and then it's like he said, she said. See what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
You know, so in other words, take photos of all the before stuff. You know, even like the ground. You know, like because all that mess and stuff that they left behind. You know, to show this is my house before we're starting, and actually the best thing to do instead of photos is actually a video camera. You know what I mean? To go around with a video camera where you've got both a voice and a video recording of it, and actually have a newspaper like today's newspaper. You know, showing hey, look, today is January 28th, 2006.
Right.
You know, I'm not editing this videotape. Blah blah blah. So that and just. And you did the right thing by documenting everything as you go. You know, basically creating a journal.
Well, I found that out the very first week.
Yeah.
Seeing I was going to have problems, I better start writing this stuff down.
I'll tell you what, that's going to save you, man. That journal is worth its weight in gold. I mean, it's just, it's glory. So that's the lesson. But that's my first thing. The first thing is to provide a platform for people like you, you know, who don't have a voice, you know. In other words, you don't have the power and the reach that I do. But number two, here's my long-term goal. I am pretty much convinced that if I get enough of these stories up on the website, that it is going to put significant pressure on these companies to change their ways.
Yes, and that's what the consumer needs.
Yeah, exactly.
Before I bought my roof, I went online and I did a search for horror stories with the Home Depot, and I came up with four of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, man.
And I know there's more out there, but I'm thinking that's the problem. These are not posted on the web.
Yeah.
People that research still don't know there's a problem.
Right, and here's the best part. It's going to say openly, when you see this posted tomorrow, I'm going to have a special form for Home Depot to fill out, you know, to get in contact with me. In other words, I'm trying to be the Fox News of home improvement. Meaning,
well, and that's what we need.
Yeah,
we need
meaning, keep
them straight.
Yeah, meaning I want to open a dialogue with them. It's like, hey, I mean, in fact, what I hope to get, just so you know, out of this, and it may take a while because it's going to take a while for them to find this, but believe me, they're going to find it. You know, they're going to know about this page. But I actually want to get from them a secret phone number that they don't give to anybody else. In other words, wouldn't you love to have the actual phone number that rings at the desk of, like, the number four person at Home Depot?
Well, as you've seen all my letters that I have sent.
Yeah, nothing. You get nothing.
Headquarters to the Better Business Bureau, and absolutely nothing has happened.
Yeah, exactly. But you know that, and I know, because, I mean, I talk to these people on a frequent basis in other companies. I get the phone numbers of the top people. Now, I don't abuse it. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
But if all of a sudden I got the phone number and I get a complaint from John Smith in another city and I call that person, you know, I call the number four person up and say, look, you've got another problem here, man. You better go deal with this. You know what they're going to do. They're going to go deal with it.
Exactly.
Because they don't want the bad press, man. They do not want it. Well, we're going to find out, you know, and you're going to be number one.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I just want you, like I said, as I said to you in the email, you need to keep me in the loop to let me know what's going on. You know, if there's
you'll be the first one to know.
All right, Don. Well, keep the faith, man. Just hang in there. I think we're going to get you taken care of, pal.
I appreciate all your help.
All right, no worries, man. All right, you have a great day, man. All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too. Bye now.